testimony from a confessed rioter. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. In today's hearing before the House January 6th committee, Stephen Ayers, who took part in the riot, told lawmakers how he felt when then-President Trump insisted that the 2020 election was stolen.
It makes me mad because I was hanging on every word he was saying. Everything he was putting out, I was following it. I mean, if I was doing it, hundreds of thousands or millions of other people are doing it, or maybe even still doing it.
Ayers pled guilty to illegally entering the Capitol. The committee's vice chair, Republican Liz Cheney, says Trump has made attempts to contact a witness who is talking to the panel, and she says the Justice Department has been notified. And the Justice Department has formed a new task force that it says aims to protect women's reproductive health care freedom after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. A wildfire in a national park in California has grown, but there is some good news when it comes to one of the park's big tourist attractions.
This fire has grown to 5 square miles. Crews now have it 22% contained and say it is moving in the right direction, though in these hot, very dry conditions, it has been a difficult firefight here at the southern end, and this fire continues to threaten a national treasure, the Mariposa Grove. It is home to hundreds of giant sequoias, some of the oldest and tallest trees in the world. These majestic trees have been under federal protection since the Civil War and among Yosemite's most popular tourist attractions. While fire did get into the grove, damage was minimal.
Fox's Claudia Cowan at Yosemite. The fire has been burning for 6 days when visitors reported smoke near Washburn Trail in the area of Mariposa Grove. Sri Lanka's president has fled the country amid a crisis that led to shortages of food and fuel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former fugitive is now slapped with fresh charges after his infamous escape.
Alabama convict Casey White received national attention when he fled jail with the help of former guard Vicky White. The two are not related. After 11 days on the run back in April, law enforcement caught up with the pair in Indiana. Vicky was believed to have taken her own life during a car chase with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But now Casey has been charged in her murder. He had been serving a 75-year prison sentence at the time of his escape for a crime spree back in 2015 that included a home invasion, carjacking, and police chase. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two drug companies settle a federal lawsuit over claims they fueled an opioid epidemic in San Francisco.
San Francisco City Attorney David Chu announces Teva Pharmaceutical Industries and AbbVie's Allergan unit have agreed to pay $54 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the companies over-dispensed opioids without proper oversight, sparking an addiction surge in the metropolitan area. The agreement calls for the opioid manufacturers to pay the city of San Francisco $34 million and provide $20 million worth of the overdose reversal drug Narcan. AbbVie confirming the settlement, Teva calling it a critical step forward in getting life-saving treatments to people suffering from opioid addiction. The agreement reached before closing arguments in a trial that's gone on since April. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new study calculates just how much climate-related loss richer countries have caused poorer countries through their carbon emissions. The figures published in the journal Climatic Change quantify what scientists, officials, and activists have long called the inequity in national climate histories, with rich nations benefiting and the poor ones hurting. But some in the climate community say more information is needed. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.